Soccer La Duma Radio.
Staying in touch is a long-standing feature of the Soccer La Duma newspaper, where the newspaper sub-editor Lunga Adam catches up with former Mzansi football players from the days gone by. So we've decided to extend the fun and bring to life some of those epic conversations in this radio format for you. What you're about to hear does not at all at any stage feature the player. This is an audio version of the interview between the journalist and the presenter, taken from the conversation between the journalist and the player. The player does not at all feature in this episode. In this episode of Still in Touch, we continue with Lunga Adam's conversation with Gerald Mudabi, where he reveals more intriguing stories about the late Gifle Remy and his tussle with Jomo Sono over a nickname.
Hi Gerald, in the last episode we ended off with you talking about your former teammate Gifle Remy. It seems like he was a real character, eh?
He was a big player. I remember this one time, I didn't want to go to a Chisanyama at 15th Avenue in Alex. I'm sure you know it. I was very tired. Sometimes the only way to escape is madness. You know, sometimes you just have to give him your car because he loved driving crazily. And he just, when he's enjoying his spare time, to him, any time was beer time. And when you try telling him to go easy on the beer, he'd say, "Hey, when ngizokubamba ngempama, ubani utshela umfundisi ukuthi aphuze nini tiye." But when I drink, people want to tell me that I shouldn't drink. I'm the best player at Orlando Pirates. Those who don't drink make a lot of mistakes on the field. That's what he said. So on this particular day, I told him I was not keen to go to the joint. I gave him my car to go to the party. I told him, "Please, please don't sleep out because I won't have transport to go to training tomorrow." He's like, "Ah, no, man, it will be fine. Don't worry."
What happened next?
Well, it's as if you were there. The next morning, Gift is not there. I look at the clock. It's 10 past 7. There's no sight of the man. At 7:30, Gift is still nowhere to be seen. And we were living in the suburbs in Jozi. And for a while, I was having a fresh Tuesday because I had not gone to the 15th Avenue in Alex on a Tuesday this time around. I was excited, looking forward to training, and then boom, this surprise for Mugift.
Go on.
Yeah, he didn't stay too far away from me, so I figured if the mountain doesn't come to Muhammad, then Muhammad will have to go to the mountain, if you understand what I'm saying, Lungs.
Definitely.
I went to his place, and at the security gate, I'm asking, "Where is Gift?" And the security guy is scratching his head. He's saying, "We just saw him now around the streets. Other people were telling us that he was pushing a car." Grand, I was like, "Yo, what happened now? What kind of car was it?" They told me that it was a Mini Cooper, a yellow one. You can imagine the shock on my part because that was a new car, bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh Lungs, can you imagine that? I got there. The car was so messed up and Gift was busy pushing the car for his friend. And he didn't even know how to kickstart it. You know, I realized good thing said Jive in Lana because the clutch was not working. The car needed to be returned to BMW and not to be pushed. But wait a minute, Gift was not willing to take it back to BMW because he didn't have the money, you know.
Yeah, trouble there.
Yeah, I'm fair too. Tell me about it. So I took my own car back. I had to phone BMW and they sent a tow truck to fetch the car. And guess what it cost me?
How much?
13,000, bruh. 13,000. But fortunately, I still had 100,000 from Orlando Pirates that I got from as a signing on fee. So I wasn't going to get my car back immediately, of course, so we needed transport for the next few days. Then Gift, this guy, he then decided to go and borrow a red VW from his mother-in-law. Can you imagine?
Of all people.
Of all people, bruh, from his mother-in-law. Well, she must have been a rare breed of a mother-in-law because the last person you call when you are in a fix is your mother-in-law. Well, we called the car JD because it was its registration name. It was an old banger that obviously had seen his better days. Gift was driving so rough that one time, whilst he was changing gears on our way from training, he ripped off the gear lever. You won't believe it. That's how strong the boy was, man. And now we're driving in the fifth gear, and there was no way to change the gears, bruh.
That's so crazy.
It is very crazy. So eventually the car had to come to a stop because we couldn't do anything with it. I've never pushed a car for such a long distance in my life. And remember that we had been drinking, we were coming from training, now I'm sweating driving his car. And it's all because he was stubborn. Orlando Pirates had loaded us the airtime so that whenever we're in trouble, we can call anyone. But he was very stubborn. So we had to push the car, and I couldn't even suggest otherwise. In that case, he was going to beat me up. And you know how that guy is, very aggressive. And I made a point I would never share a room with him because of his threats of assault. I knew Uguti every night he would go out, even though we are in camp. If he didn't go out, he would bring the nightclub to the hotel. You know what, Bralungs? Even in the midst of my naughtiness, I still did not forget about my vendor upbringing, you know? I was scared about my father, a church-going person, reading negative stuff about me in the papers. But on the other hand, Gift did not care.
What a character. I'm sure there are so many other stories of Gift, but is there maybe one or two more that you can think of?
Yeah, there are so many stories, Bralungs, about Gift. I remember one time he decided that he was not going out, but he was going to bring the party to the hotel. He manipulated our then team manager, Osheikh Mashaba, to put him and me as roommates. I don't know how he did that, but Osheikh, we nai wavu manje. So we got to the Riverside Hotel in Durban, and I realized Uguti, I was sharing a room with Gift. I was like, no. Ah, buffet to Augahle. Never, I'm not going to sleep in the same room as this guy. So, you know what I did? I saw Excellent Walaza, the youngster. He was busy talking too much with these other youngsters, and he didn't realize that the rooms had been allocated and that they were ready. I quickly ran to the hotel and took my hotel card and swapped it with Walaza's.
That was very clever of you.
So it looked like Walaza was going to share a room with Gift. I've never seen such a young boy so stressed, you know. So I went to chill with them in the room because I knew about the party deal, and I knew that it was signed, sealed, and was to be delivered. So I didn't want to miss out on the party, even though I didn't want to sleep there. You know, I just wanted to see Walaza and his facial expression when the party started. So while we are relaxing nicely in the room and wanting to prepare for our next game against the Golden Arrows, the ladies started coming into the room. There were about 8 of them. We thought they had lipstick and stuff in their handbags, but they had bottles of whiskey in their bags, different kinds of whiskeys in their bags. This was all Gift's requests. Somehow he managed to deposit them imali nje to be able to buy the booze. Walaza was not settled at all. Wangicela ukuthi ah mfethu angeke ngiye angifuni ukulala nalo umuntu mina. I was like to him angeke ngiyenze leyo nto mina. Nami angifuni ngihlanje angifuni ukulala nalo umuntu. So it was only on our way to the airport the next day that I actually told him that Uguti, I swapped his card with mine. That's only when he realized Uguti, I stole him.
Hey, what a guy. May his soul rest in peace.
Definitely, my brother.
Moving on, later on in your career, you played for Jomo Cosmos under the watchful eye of the legendary Jomo Sono. There must be some stuff that happened behind the scenes.
Yeah, beziwa lapho uBrajay bekahlanya. Like, he was a crazy man, uBrajay. The two of us used to fight a lot because, you know, I am Jomo and he is also Jomo. So one day he went to a national radio station. He said on radio that he's excited to have me at the club, but I must not get things twisted. There cannot be two Jomos in the country.
He said that
there can only be one, and he's going to change my Jomo to Jama. So now I'm going to be Jama instead of Jomo. So we had this huge argument when he was saying that he was the best free kick taker. And I said to him, well, I'm the best now because you are paying my salary 50,000 rands twice a month. And, you know, I deliberately said that in front of all the players. And he was very angry with me because the other players were actually earning more than me. But they were distressed now that I was getting 50,000 rands a month. And I wanted to get him trouble by saying that, you know.
So what was his response then?
He was like, hey, we are papa, wena. Ngizokubhatala 50,000 manje. I was born ukuthi unjani wena. Uzenza ubhamuza wena. Ucabanga ukuthi umntana wami wena. Uzobona ukuthi ngizokwenzani. And bekathukile futhi ngoba bekunabanye abantu abadlali futhi lapha yana kwe dressing room. So bekathukile but ngithi ngiyamshayashaya nje njengoba ngimtshela lokho nje.
Eish, some great stuff. Sokala Duma Radio.
That's where we'll leave it for now. Catch the next episode of Still in Touch next time. For now, it is goodbye from me. Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.